Thank you for tuning in for today's Lotus Live session. My name is Christine, and I'm sitting here with Martha Redbone, Aaron Whitby, and Charles Burnham of the Martha Redbone Roots Project. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Martha Redbone Roots Project is scheduled to perform at 9 p.m. tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater as part of Lotus Fest. Would you like to start us off with a song?
Sure.
Great.
We'll do On Another Sorrow.
Great.
It's a song about compassion for humankind.
Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Can I see another's woe and not be in sorrow too? Can I see another's grief and not seek for kind relief? Can I see a falling tear and not feel my sorrow share? Can a father see his child weep nor be with sorrow filled? Can a mother sit and hear an infant groan, an infant fear? Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Smiles and all, hear the wren of sorrow small. Hear the songbird's grief and care, hear the woes that infants bear. And not sit beside the nest, pouring pity in their breast. And not sit the cradle near, weeping tear on infant's tear. And not sit both night and day, wiping all our tears away. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Till our grief is fled and gone, he doth sit by us and moan. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be. Oh no, never can it be, never, never can it be.
Gorgeous. Martha, I understand that you grew up in Harlan County, Kentucky. Can you tell us about how your upbringing in that particular area influenced the sound of the Martha Redbone Roots Project?
Sure. Well, I grew up half of my childhood in Harlan County, Kentucky, and the other half in Brooklyn, New York. So when you look at, I feel like I had the best of both worlds, because as a little kid, you know, we were out in the you know, in a small town, which is, you know, really safe and kind of, you know, you can roll around the grass and, you know, and rake leaves and jump in them and, you know, that kind of real, what I call like a really nice kind of way to have a fun childhood, you know. And, you know, where everyone in a small town, we all know each other and, you know, all the families know each other and things like that. So that part was really great. And then as a teenager, growing up in New York City was also fun because as a teenager, you know, you want to be more social and, you know, and I grew up, you know, back in the day. So in the 80s where, you know, everything was just like at your fingertips, you know, and it was a really amazing time for music as well because, you know, computers and stuff started coming in and all these different sounds that we hadn't had before. You know, we had rock and roll and blues and jazz and stuff, but then all of a sudden the sound of the city and of the urban sound called hip hop came. It was, you know, created during that time. And so that was a really gritty part of a lot of the sounds that I hear, you know, and also, you know, with storytelling about, you know, poverty and life and, you know, of the plight of African-American people in cities and things like that. So I feel like in a way I've been blessed with having, you know, the best of both worlds as a kid, you know, with the sound of the mountains and the sound of Appalachia and, you know, and all the folk music that comes out of there and, you know, and gospel and roots and blues. And so I feel like I feel like my music vocabulary is very well rounded and has, I think I've always been this sponge who have absorbed all of these sounds. And I think it's kind of like a reflection of me, you know, having a mixed heritage as well. So, yeah.
So fantastic. That was a very interesting mix of two different worlds. Multiple worlds there.
Yes, yes.
Would you like to play another song for us?
Oh, wow. Sure. Christine, you're putting us to work today, aren't you?
You all sound really wonderful.
I'm just kidding. All righty. We're going to do a song called Underdog. And I should say that Aaron here, who's playing guitar, he's actually a pianist, but we have been a longtime collaborating couple for many, many years. And so this is a song that we wrote back in 19-coffity-cough, as they say. And this is a song that I wrote at the time. It was dedicated to my dad. And so I hope you like it. And Charlie he's also now a veteran with us because we've been together for about 10 years working with Charlie, too, is a brilliant artist in his own right. So here's Underdog.
Some days it feels like there's heaven up above. I never want it to end, 'cause I just can't get enough. Some days there are none, I mean nobody, no one. Got a pocket full of dust, and I'm gambling on a lone star. Sometimes they say every cloud has got that silver lining around it. Mine just needs a little dusting off, and we are the underdog, and we're the fighters getting ready for that. Never easy, but our odds, they keep on tumbling, tumbling down. Some ways it feels just like I'm walking down a road. I don't remember where I began, and I don't know where the end is. In some But my money is where my mouth is. So I guess I was born away way too.
Beautiful. Christine here. You're listening to WFHB's Lotus Live series. We are in the studio with Martha Redbone Roots Project. Would you like to tell us about how the Martha Redbone Roots Project came together?
Yeah, that's Aaron and I, we had two albums with rhythm and blues music. And we kind of did like a what we call native soul music. And so it was a kind of a hybrid form of incorporating traditional Native American sounds with the R&B sound, which was really great fun. And then my grandma passed away, and then my auntie passed away, and then my mom passed away. So during that time, we realized, and then we became parents at the same time. And so we realized that all, you know, our elders, we were losing our elders in our community back home in Kentucky. And, you know, we're in New York City. And, you know, in most families, when elders pass away, you know, you have pictures and you have your stories. But we thought, you know, being musicians, why not make these stories into songs and try to, you know, in living in New York City, it's, you know, we're not living in Harlan County anymore. And we thought we'd try to kind of encapsulate the sound, you know, of Appalachia. And most people, you know, when you think of Appalachia and the mountain music, I guess we call it mountain music, that comes out of there, you know, most people think of it in, you know, in terms of like, you know, Scots Irish, you know, folk Celtic, that kind of sound and country music. And people forget that there's also, you know, a Native American community, you know, Native American land that we're on, and a huge African American population who have been there since the 1880s, basically, you know, post Emancipation Proclamation. And so, you know, and all of these people from all different walks of life came because coal was a huge, you know, industry back then. So, you know, we had people in town who were Portuguese and, you know, from Turkish and Spanish and, you know, as well as, you know, Scots, Irish and German and, you know, from everywhere. So we wanted to make a project that honors our mountain and kind of brings us into the 21st century, because, you know, there's a lot of history there, but we wanted to, you know, I wanted to show it through my eyes, you know, through the eyes of my family, and which incorporates, you know, blues, you know, with, you know, my grandpa who came up from Mississippi, you know, and Mobile, Alabama. And so we have all those roots, you know, from the Gulf Coast. And all of that is an amalgamation of musical sound in them thar hills, as we say. So I don't think that it had been done before. You know, I think sometimes, you know, when people do this music, they kind of tend to compartmentalize, you know, so you'll have like black string bands, you know, and, you know, you'll have like specific, you know, country music is locked into this, you know, so I wanted to kind of break those boundaries and kind of redefine boundaries and, you know, open it up a bit. And that's how the Roots Project came about, because we thought maybe we would do this. And then Aaron, who's also English, she's a Brit, but we have lots of books, you know, at home. And he found this William Blake book of poetry, you know, on our shelves. And he thought it would be a cool idea to... you know, have a look at some of these poems and maybe set some of the poems to music. And when we went through, we thought we would just find like maybe two or three or something. And then we found all these beautiful poems. So we said, all right, we're honoring Black Mountain in Harlan County. Let's go ahead and just honor William Blake and have like a collection. And that's how that came about.
That's wonderful. And discussing these intersections of both geography and time resonates with Lotus Festival here in general. It's really fantastic that you've all have been able to join the festival, but that our neighbors can experience you live, and really, really appreciate the sound. Bringing these various sounds into the 21st century is something that you all are doing a wonderful job of.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I believe we have time for one more song.
Sure.
Great.
What's our third song? We're going to do a song called Drums. And this is a song that was written by singer-songwriter Peter Lafarge, who is they call him a protest songwriter from the 60s, you know, and he hung out with Bob Dylan and Buffy St. Marie and Pete Seeger and Johnny Cash. And so I wouldn't necessarily call him a protest songwriter. I just think that he was a very prolific songwriter who wrote about the times that he was living in. And, you know, and like a lot of songwriters, I feel that, you know, the works that they do, because it's so honest, it actually resonates within throughout the generations. And so it came back into our lives and on a recording that we did many years ago with John Densmore from The Doors and Keith Cicola, who's an Anishinaabe blues guitarist, and the late Floyd Red Crow Westerman, and who is one of the co-founders of the American Indian Movement. And so we've been playing this song since, and it's a really powerful song that was also recorded by Johnny Cash in 1964 on Bitter Tears album. And so it's a song that is very timely even today, because now there's more widespread awareness of, you know, the atrocities from Native American residential schools that have now come to the forefront. So things that we've known as part of the community for many years is now getting to be known, you know, across the board. And so it's like we always say, we must never forget. And I'm going to dedicate that to the First Nations and Native community, this song. From the Indian reservation to the governmental school, well, they're going to educate me to the white man's golden rule. And
and I'm learning very quickly. For I've learned to be ashamed. And she comes when they call her Billy. Though she's got an Indian name. And there are drums beyond the mountain. Indian drums that you can't hear. There are drums beyond the mountain. And they're getting mighty near. And when they think that they change me, they cut our hair to meet their needs. Will they think me black or Indian? A quarter blood or just some half-breed? Let me tell you, Mr. Teacher, when you say you make me right in 500 of fighting, not one Indian ever turned white. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can't hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. When they brought us here to school, just another empty Indian, just America's first fools. Well, I'll tell you stories that are burnt and dry and old, and in the shadow walks a thunder, proud and bold. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can't hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. Well, there's Lone Pine and Sequoia, Handsome Lake and Sitting Bull. Then there's Mangus, Colorado's, with his sleeves so red and full. Crazy Horse, the legend, and those who bit off Custer. Geronimo. There are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can't hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. And they're getting
wonderful. That was Drums by Martha Redbone Roots Project. You've been listening to the Martha Redbone Roots Project here on WFHB. They will perform at 9 p.m. tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater as part of Lotus Fest. Martha, Aaron, and Charles, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you to our engineer, Jim Lang, DJ Spikes, our general manager, Jar Turner, our friends at Lotus, and thank you for tuning in